Hello, this is David G, and welcome to today's meditation. Let's find a comfortable space where we can lie down or sit down. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in and gently let that go. And now allow your eyelids to just float closed ever so gently. And as you watch your breath move in and out, feel your breath as it flows into your nostrils. Feel it as it moves into your throat, and then into your chest, and then into your belly. Feel it as your lungs fill with air. And together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let's hold this breath in for a few moments, and then let go, as if you were letting go of a balloon filled with helium. Totally surrender. Now, as you slowly inhale, think of all the things in your life that limit you. You may think it's a person, but rather than making it a person's name, think of it as your current relationship with that person, or something one of you is holding on to. Actually, the things in your life that limit you are self-imposed. They're all self-created. They're all self-directed. And we get the choice to bring our attention to different aspects of our world. The material aspects, the physical aspects, the emotional aspects, the financial aspects, people, jobs, conversations, money, relatives, relationships. These are all forms of energy. We move our energy, our attention, and our awareness to these aspects, and they blossom and bloom. They get larger, all-consuming, omnipresent, until this little aspect truly becomes you. Not opening yourself to more possibilities in every moment is a sign of constriction, of fear, of lack, of not enough, of a poverty consciousness. Not seeing all that life has to offer in each moment narrows our view until we can only see what we already know. But we are able to move beyond our blind spots into a state of expanded awareness. If we look to our most genuine selves, the self with a capital S that rests beneath all of this, we know that we are pure and perfect and whole and full. Yes, we are abundant. So where does the confusion come in? Why do we sometimes feel a lack inside when we're so full? Why would we feel we are less than when we have so much to be grateful for? So right now, in this moment, with your eyes closed, think of just three things you are grateful for. A relationship, a smile, a health-related issue, something that occurred that you requested, something that happened and took you by surprise, a conversation, a hug, or the result of you surrendering. Just three things that you're grateful for. By using our attention, our intention, and our breath to connect us, really reconnect us to our rich, flowing, abundant universal aspects of ourselves, we transcend any poverty consciousness. Attention, intention, and the practice of Tonglen, energy exchange. So now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And breathe in gratitude. And exhale constriction. Breathe in this sacred, precious, present moment. And let go of the past. Breathe in love. And exhale loneliness. Breathe in stillness. And breathe out conditioning. Breathe in silence. And exhale chatter. Breathe in uncertainty. And let go of certain pain. Breathe in comfort. And release discomfort. Breathe in abundance. And release constriction. Do it again. Breathe in abundance. And let go of attachment. And now just breathe. Let's take it a bit deeper. Let's meditate using the mantra Sat Chit Ananda, truth, knowingness, bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. And with your eyes closed, silently repeat the mantra over and over and over. As you repeat the mantra, it may change. It may get louder or fainter, faster or slower, jumbled or distorted, or totally inaudible. However it changes, don't resist. Just go with it. And then at a certain point, you'll realize you're not repeating the mantra, and ever so gently, drift back to it. If you find yourself focused on a mood or a feeling, or if there are some expectations you have about the practice, treat those as you would any other thought. And whenever a thought arises, or a physical sensation, or a sound, ever so gently drift back to the mantra, Sat Chit Ananda. I'll watch the time, and when you hear me ring the chime, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Sat Chit Ananda. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in of abundance. And gently let that go. And let's seal this celebration of our abundance by chanting the hymn of the universe, Aum, one time together. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at all that abundance around you. All your fellow abundance creators, co-creators. When you find yourself throughout the day feeling less than or not in celebration mode, stop. Breathe deep. Feel the abundance that flows through you. Feel the expansion that grows beyond your constrictions. And recognize that you are abundant in every moment. Sometimes you're just not aware of how close to brilliance you are. But you were born perfect and pure and whole and infinite and abundant. So to reconnect to your abundance, simply find the opportunity throughout the day and stop and breathe. Just stop and breathe and feel the abundance of the universe flow through you. As the days pass, you'll recognize more and more that you are indeed a vessel for unconditional expansion, love, and light. Simply breathe and surrender and know that you are abundance. You are the universe. Aham Brahmasmi, baby. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Have an amazing week of pure, unbridled abundance, and I'll see you in the gap.